Chaz, Headbanger Mosh, Beaver Cleavage, Mother Smucker, whatever you want to call me. But you're listening to the VOC Nation worldwide, home of the STD podcast. Simply tremendous! Dribble! Hello, and welcome to another edition of the STD podcast. Simply tremendous drill. Ha ha. Gotta do it with the ha. I am Chaz. I am your HNIC. I am your host. I am whatever you want to call me. But I am here. And yes, that is Tyler Rex's ring music that you hear in the background. And the reason I'm playing that, if you didn't know already, there is a reason to my madness, believe it or not. And the reason I'm playing that is Tyler Rex. I have breaking news. If you haven't heard it, it's breaking news to you. Great. If not, whatever. In the latest surprising news, Tyler Rex has asked for his release from the WWE. He was granted the release and will no longer be competing for the company due to his desire to be a full-time dad. Tyler Rex posted this message on his Facebook account via WrestlingInc.com. Yes, Wrestling, of course, I get all my information from WrestlingInc.com. And here's what Tyler said on his Facebook page. I just want to say thank you to WWE Inc. for allowing me to be part of an incredible entertainment experience. On Monday, I asked for my release and the company was gracious enough to grant my request. I realized recently that being a superstar means sacrificing certain things, including time with my family. As a new father, my heart broke every time I had to leave to go on the road. I didn't ever want to miss another moment with my daughter, so I made the decision to be a full-time dad and hang up my boots. I will miss everyone in the locker room tremendously, as they have all become a second family to me. I want to thank my coaches and teachers that really helped me along the way. Fit Finley, Arn Anderson, Edge, Christian, Kane, Jericho, Dr. Tom, Norman Smiley, and Billy Kidman. I also want to thank my boys. You know who you are. Especially, though, a huge thank you to Hawkins. You were like a brother to me the last year, and I'll miss you and will always love you, bro. I wish you the best, and thanks for understanding that I had to go be a dad. When she's older and able to realize what happened, I know Mia will thank you as well. Thanks to all the dedicated fans of Rex and Hawkins, and to the Wrecking Crew. I would never have survived without you. For anyone interested, I am currently the owner of an internet marketing company that specializes in search engine optimization, pay-per-click, website design, and reputation management. You can find my company here, and the address is localm2.com. If you need any of our services, don't hesitate to contact me. And yes, there's even a cartoon on the multimedia page. With that being said, this is what I have to say to Tyler Rex. Standing ovation. And the reason I do the standing ovation is because I know exactly what you're talking about. I started my career when I started in Glenn and I first went on the road. I was single. I had no responsibilities. I didn't even have a house. I was still living at my parents' house. So it was go on the road, do your thing. I didn't have a family. I wasn't married. I didn't have a kid yet. But with all that being said, I'm glad I did it when I did it because I don't know at this point in my life where I'm at with having Tyler, if I'd be able to do it. I missed one of Tyler's school events when he was, I think he was in kindergarten or first grade, and he won some kind of award, and I wasn't home, and it killed me that I wasn't here for it. So my hat goes off to Tyler Rex for that, and because, like I said, I don't know if I could have done it. We were gone for the gathering for 6 days a couple weeks ago, and it felt like 2 weeks to me. I can remember being in a locker room. One time in particular was Billy Gunn, I remember. And Billy was sitting there, and he looked down. His head was down. And I was like, dude, I was like, what's up? What's wrong? And he goes, my son just hit his first home run, and I'm sitting in frickin' Montreal, Canada. And I looked at him, and I went, all right, cool. And I just walked away because at that point it meant nothing to me. I couldn't relate to it. I had no idea what it meant. But now having a child, I totally get it. I could have never, I don't think I could have done what I did if I had a kid, if that makes any sense at all. I don't think I could have done it. I don't like missing anything. Tyler's everything to me. I like being there for him. I like going to his wrestling practices. I like going to his games. I like hanging out with him. He's my buddy. And there's a lot there that I missed. And I say it to all the guys I see now. I said it to Billy. I even say it to Glenn, because when Glenn and I first went on the road, his first daughter, Paige, was a year old. So I think we were actually on the road for her first birthday. And then Morgan came along, and, you know, we were on the road all the time. So I don't know how guys do it and miss that stuff. That's just not something that I would want to do, because I don't like to miss anything at all with him. So, again, hats off to Tyler Rex. Standing applause. Again. And speaking of Billy Gunn, I saw this on, of course, WrestlingInc.com. I read off here, it said, Billy Gunn, who appeared on Raw 1000, is the newest addition to WWE.com's alumni section. WWE.com writes of the multi-time champion, whether he was a smoking gun or a New Age outlaw, or rockabilly. Actually, I just threw rockabilly in. Billy Gunn never let his mouth write a check that his butt couldn't cash. Not down with that? The former Intercontinental Champion has two words for you. The bio does not acknowledge his badass moniker. WWE officials were reportedly impressed with Gunn and his interactions with Shawn Michaels on Raw 1000, and the belief is he'll receive at least one match on a future televised show. More recently, he evaluated WWE developmental talent 2 weeks ago at Florida Championship Wrestling headquarters. I gotta tell you, if Billy somehow got a job with WWE developmental, helping to not just evaluate talent, but help train talent, that would totally take off and help the developmental side of what WWE does. Being there aren't, as I say all the time, there aren't any more territories anymore. There's nowhere to go and train. Billy, besides still being, you know, a phenomenal athlete, a phenomenal person, the knowledge he has. I mean, when I do shows with Billy now, we still talk about stuff, and I still learn. I mean, I can still learn a lot. I'm not saying I know everything. I'm not saying that at all. But Billy, just with his knowledge, I think that would be a huge, gigantic, tremendous plus for the WWE developmental side to have Billy in their camp to do that. Again, just my opinion, but, you know, Billy's great, not even just in the ring working, but for his knowledge in the business, the psychology side. And we all know that's the problem. These young kids can all do, they're all athletic, they can all go out there and do the moves and do the flips and do this and do that. But the psychology side is the part that's missing, that you learn being on the road and stuff like that and doing territories. And I just feel as though if Billy were to get the opportunity to do that, that they would be, it would be a tremendous asset to the WWE and the up-and-coming wrestlers. All right, with that being said, God, I'm segueing good time today. Segued from Tyler Rex and the Billy Gunn with the story, Billy Gunn's thing. And now with that, I'm going to read WWE launches recruiting website, list qualities they are looking for in new talents. Now, some of these talents kind of crack me up, because if you do want to be a wrestler, who's going to say no to any of these that they don't have it? Of course you think you have it. If you didn't think you have it, you wouldn't try to become a professional wrestler. So I just want to read. Despite WWE dropping the FCW name in favor of NXT, they have opened a new recruiting website at FCWRecruit.com. The website features frequently asked questions, tips, and everything else needed for people who are interested in becoming a WWE superstar. There is also an application that you can fill out online. Here are qualities that WWE says they are looking for in new talents. Athletic. Willing and able to engage in intense, physically demanding activities on a daily basis, WWE is a highly athletic style of performance that requires individuals to be in excellent condition. All prospective talent are required to pass a rigorous medical evaluation prior to joining WWE. Now, my question is this. Exactly what is a rigorous medical evaluation? I can see a rigorous physical evaluation, but a rigorous medical evaluation? Does that mean they're rough with the needles? They're rough when they're probing you? They're rough when they're holding your testicles and telling you to turn your head and cough? I'm not really sure. All right. Charismatic. Do you have it? Now, if you don't know what the it is, then you shouldn't be listening to this or trying to try out to be a WWE wrestler. Do you stand out in a crowd? Do you have a special or magnetic charm or appeal? The next one is determined. A strong conviction to succeed coupled with physical and mental strength. Gaining knowledge of WWE's in-ring product requires the constant application of lessons taught both in and out of the ring. WWE is looking for individuals who are consistently willing to go the extra mile. Yeah, again, if you say no to any of these, why would you be here? Coachable. The ability to listen and learn. Successful superstars are good listeners, open-minded, and adaptable. Now, this is huge to me, the coachable side. And the reason I say it's huge is you got to be able to take knowledge, dissect it, spit out what you don't want, and kind of take pieces that you hear and make it into your own person. Now, there's a two-way street with this here. Now, during my career, when I first started, I used to listen to everybody. I listened to stuff Tony Atlas said, and at the time, it wasn't very good, so I threw it out. Then you know, I learned from Ricky and Robert, the Rock and Roll Express, took what they said, kept some of it, got rid of some of it. Then with Jim Cornette, him giving us the Midnight Express tapes, and Glenn and I did that. We watched the tapes, we took parts of it, we incorporated it into us, and that's what we did. Now, the other thing is being open-minded and adaptable is the way there's nowhere to go now to get all of this different stuff. I mean, when I first started, like I've said this a million times, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing it, but too bad, so sad. You know, we were in USWA, so we got to learn from Jerry Lawler, Eddie Gilbert, Brian Christopher, PG-13, all these other superstars that had been around for a lot longer than I was. And then I go to Smoky Mountain, and I learn from them. You know, I had all these different people. The coachable part now is if you go right into WWE developmental, you're not getting all that different ideas and the different thoughts. But that's one thing. You definitely need to be open-minded, and that's it. All right, here's the last one. Professional. Be held to a high standard of conduct at all times. As public figures, WWE superstars are subject to the same scrutiny as other sports figures or celebrities, and as such, are expected to act accordingly both in and outside the ring. All prospective superstars are required to pass extensive background, nudity, and criminal searches prior to joining WWE. So I guess with that being said, think twice if you've had a criminal act on your record, or think twice if you posted naked pictures. I don't really know what that is. I guess it's because they're a publicly traded company now. But, you know, it is true, you're held to a higher standard or the same standard. Now, I say a higher standard than most other professional athletes. And the reason I say a higher standard is because it is professional wrestling, because it is a WWE, everyone wants to focus more on negative comments and negative things than positive things. For instance, I'm just making up a scenario. Superstar A is out, gets in a car accident, he was drunk. Or he was out in the bar and he was drinking and somebody wanted to test him and they get in a fight. He gets arrested and it's going to be big giant news. But at the same time, someone like John Cena is out there doing Make-A-Wish Foundation stuff all day long. He'll do 5 of them a day. He'll do 25 a week. You never hear anything on the news about that. So people thrive on negativity. So yes, you are held to a higher level than anyone else. And it's the same thing with sports stars. I'm sure there are plenty. Cole Hamels, the pitcher for the Phillies, has, what's it called? A nonprofit organization set up. But you don't ever hear about that. But if Cole Hamels went out and had a DUI, they'd be all over the news. So yeah, you're held to a higher standard. But, you know, those are the things. And again, my opinion on this, I think it's kind of crappy. And the reason I think it's crappy is they're having guys come in. Is everyone's going to fill this out? It's just going to filter in more shit. I think Vince would be better off taking his money and sinking it into, you know, FCW to build it a little bit more. You know, I know, I think OVW is tied in with TNA now, but another OVW, pump some money into that to help build up these smaller territories again, where guys can go back and forth and things like that. Again, just my opinion. It is what it is. But that's it for the opening of the podcast, and I guess I'll just be back.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Radio Worldwide.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! Whether you want traditional telephone service, or if you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud with hosted PBX, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Most customers save between 10 and 30% on their monthly telecommunication bills. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
WrestlingMarks.com. WrestlingMarks.com, the official website for all of your headbanger gear. Mystery boxes. Simply tremendous t-shirts. Real Men Wear Skirts t-shirts. The STD Podcast t-shirts. Photos, pictures. If you want it, you go to WrestlingMarks.com to get all your info. Links to HBTV. Like I said, mystery boxes. Simply tremendous t-shirts. Real Men Wear Skirts t-shirts. Go to WrestlingMarks.com for all of the official headbanger gear.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love Greg DeMarco. You should listen to his show, The Greg DeMarco Show, every weekend worldwide at VLCNation.com.
The voice of choice, the lovely Amber O'Neill. Check out ArenaChicks.com. That's the best way to follow Arena Chicks.
If you want to know what me and the rest of Arena Chicks are doing, go to ArenaChicks.com because we're so busy, I don't even know. ArenaChicks.com.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
If you love wrestling and want to stay up on all the current news and information, then go to WrestlingNewsArena.com. The latest news and archive stories for every wrestling fan. That's WrestlingNewsArena.com.
Hey, it's everybody. It's Upchuck the Clown. You are listening to the STD Podcast.
Had a low little fight, but I'm not concerned. Took a detour like I blocked a turn. Never figured out how to lock my phone when you can say you missed.
All right, hello, and welcome back to the STD podcast. As you hear, I have the old school Batman music playing in the background, and the reason for that is silly Tyler and I, who was dancing there, wiggling his butt, went to see the movie last night, and I gotta tell you, simply...
horrendous.
Movie. From beginning to end, you were on the edge of your seat. It was a really good movie, a great ending to the whole trilogy. Batman, what is it, The Dark Knight, not Batman, The Dark Knight Rises. So you thought it was tremendous, even though you fell asleep at the end, which I was bummed that you fell asleep because I wanted you to see the ending. But at the same time, I'm happy because now I have a reason to go back and watch it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you think about it?
It was cool.
It was cool? What parts did you think were cool?
When Batman escaped the prison.
When he escaped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how he ended up escaping?
He climbed up the wall and jumped onto the ledge and climbed out of it.
Right, but it was his fear that finally got him over the wall to make the jump.
What does that mean?
He was scared, so he took that scared energy and used it positively. That's why he didn't use a rope when he finally got out.
Okay.
You have, I know last night during the movie, you kept asking me a bunch of questions, and I told you to wait, and we would, you know, I would explain all your questions later, because trying to explain what was going on during the movie makes you miss part of the movie. Kind of like these screaming girls at the end that were talking the whole time that I kept telling them to shut up, made us miss part of the movie. So is there anything you want to know, questions, anything you want to talk about the movie, just besides it was tremendous?
Why was the girl bald?
You mean the Tate, the little girl that escaped the wall? Well, I guess she was in the prison, so they just kept her haircut short. I'm guessing that's why. I don't know if there was a real reason or it was explained why. Or maybe because during the movie they wanted to make it look like it was a boy. So at the end when she came out and said she was the guy's daughter, you wouldn't really know. It was her. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
That's it? That's all you wanted to talk about?
Why did Bane need a mask?
Why? Because when he helped Tate to get out, they jumped in and beat him up and his face was all broken and distorted, so that face, I guess he needed that mask on his face to help him survive.
Okay.
Because the part you fell asleep at the end was when Batman was beating Bane up and the thing was breaking apart, he was having trouble breathing. And then when Tate came in, I think her name's Tate, was that her name?
I think.
When Tate came in and stabbed Batman, she was putting the things back on his face.
Oh.
Is that it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so how was the first week of school?
Boring.
Boring nothing. You know you had a blast. You have a great new teacher.
But too much work.
Well, you do have a lot of work, but that's because you're smart. You gotta have a lot of work.
It's unfair.
Why is it unfair?
Because.
Because why? You just can't say because. You gotta have a reason.
I don't like school. There's my reason.
Why don't you like school? You love school. You like to hang out with all your friends.
At the end of the year, they end up not really being my friend.
Why do they end up not being your friend?
That dumb kid Brody when he punched me.
That was in camp, though. That wasn't at school.
Well, guess what? He was my friend for the whole year. Right. So he was basically at school.
Right. So? Well, he didn't do it at school. He did it at camp. So at the end of the school year, he was still your friend. It was the end of camp, he wasn't your friend. And why did he punch you?
I don't know.
Was he being a bully?
Yeah, he's a bully.
Did you punch him back?
I would have, but they stopped me.
They stopped you? They saw it coming and they grabbed your hand?
Yeah. Well, actually, they just yelled at me.
They yelled at you?
Mm-hmm.
What did they yell?
I don't know.
Well, what do you mean you don't know?
I forgot. That was a long time ago.
It was like 3 weeks ago.
That's a long time for a child.
That's a long time for a child? I thought you weren't a child.
I'm a kid.
Right, you're a kid. You said a child.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same.
How?
I don't know. You tell me how.
They're the same.
They're the same?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
They both start with K.
Ch and K don't start with the same.
Yeah, because a C is that child and a K is that kid.
Yeah, but it's a CH, so it's a ch. Ch-ch. All right. Is that all you got? We got your silly song today. You haven't done a silly song in a while. So we'll play the silly song after this.
Okay.
All right. All right. You done on here?
Bye.
Peace out. Go play with your Beyblade.
Okay.
Shut the door, please.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, shut the... Get out of here.
No, I'll shut
get
it.
Out of here. All right,
I'm
goodbye. All right. Well, back to the Batman movie real quick. As I said, I sincerely thought that it was one of the best movies I may have ever seen from it. I loved how it wrapped up the entire trilogy there in the last half hour, 45 minutes. Just thought it was really, 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 really well done. And I do have to say there was a couple of people who were being a pain in the ass, and yes, I did have to shush them a couple times. But at the same time, I don't know who they are, but I would like to take a second because, as I said earlier, Ty fell asleep probably the last 15 minutes of the movie, and as much as I tried poking him and rubbing him and throwing him on the floor, he still didn't wake up. So I had to carry him out of the movie theater, which isn't fun because the kid's like 75 pounds now, and I like to sit in the very last row, dead center under the projector. I will get to a movie 45 minutes early and sit there so I have my spot. That's my spot. If I'm not in that spot during a movie, I'm not happy. Yes, I know I'm anal, but it is what it is. So with that being said, having to carry him down all the steps, and I get to the door, and there's this very, very old couple. The wife was having trouble walking, and the husband was, you know, helping her walk. I don't know why, but it's just what it was. But they actually, as much as they were having trouble walking themselves, actually stood there and waited for me, probably for a good 10 to 15 seconds for me to get to the door so they could hold the door open for me, which I just thought was just awesome because if that was a kid, probably one of the stupid kids talking, they would have never held the door. So I just want to say thank you to the old couple that as much trouble as they had walking and holding the doors open themselves, sat there and waited for me to hold the door open for Tyler and I as I was carrying him. And just quickly back to the movie. When I left the movie, because as you know, well, you may not know, but we're about to get hit with a hurricane. On my side of Florida, we're actually only getting tropical storm winds and rain, which isn't that bad. But we are getting a lot of rain. So last night when I left the movie theater, it was raining, it was dark, and I gotta totally admit, it was hard not to weave in and out of traffic doing 80 miles an hour after watching Batman. I felt like putting my head down and just zooming through the streets and being a real nerd that I am and being a geek. Yeah, I was being a geek and a nerd last night. Geek, nerd, I don't know if they're the same or different, but whatever they are, that's what I was doing. So anyway, I highly recommend it. I know it's been out probably for about a month. I know probably everybody's already seen it, but I hadn't seen it yet and I had no idea what happened. Loved, 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 loved it. All right, so that's it. So we'll be back next segment with the silly song of the week on the STD podcast.
Now introducing Lady Pasta.
Orange, orangey, orange, orange. Orange, orange, orange. Orangey, 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 orange. Orange, orangey, orange. Whoa, don't you look fancy?
I am Lady Pasta.
Oh, I've heard of you.
Tell me something I don't know.
So why are you dressed like that?
Like what?
Like a crazy person.
I am an artist. Why should I be labeled as just spaghetti when I encompass so many other things?
I made some macaroni art in camp once. Want to see it?
Not really.
See? It's a picture of me. That means I'm an artist too.
I don't think so. I take my art and music to the extreme. It exudes raw passion and thought. When I sing, it means something.
What?
Fine. I'll just show you what I mean.
I'm so delicious. Forget spaghetti. I want linguine. Give me fusilli, penne, ozziti, ravioli.
So there you have your silly song of the week by the Annoying Orange. Yes, if you haven't seen the Annoying Orange, go on YouTube and put in Annoying Orange. Some of it's kind of funny, but for the most part, it is pretty annoying. So, all right, so Tyler ran out of here, didn't want to finish the conversation or talk about his first week of school. So that's it. So we'll be back more with the STD Podcast.
Hey, this is the Patriot, and you're listening to VOC Nation Radio.
So, you say you're a real American, do you? Then why aren't you wearing the latest, greatest Headbanger t-shirt? It's very un-American not to wear a Headbanger's t-shirt. So do not be un-American. Go buy your Headbanger t-shirt now at WrestlingMarks.com. That's WrestlingMarks. That's Marks with an X. .com. Go do it now. Don't be un-American.
The It Factor with Alicia Kaback. Top entertainment news and insider info. The ins and out of the modeling world. Tune in every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. on WNJC 1360 AM and at VOCNation.com.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
If you love wrestling and want to stay up on all the current news and information, then go to WrestlingNewsArena.com, the latest news and archive stories for every wrestling fan. That's WrestlingNewsArena.com.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hey, it's everybody, it's up Chuck the Clown. You are listening to the STD Podcast.
from the deepest, darkest regions of his mother's vagina. Here is Stevie Slam.
How's it going, everybody? This is Stevie Slam on the STD podcast. And this week, I'm going to discuss the movie The Wrestler. It came out a few years ago, and it was very highly critically acclaimed. There was a bunch of Oscar nominations for both the director, for the movie, for Mickey Rourke. I personally enjoyed the movie, thought it was great. From a accuracy portrayal, I would love to hear Chaz and Glenn's thoughts, if they've seen the movie, on what they think of it and how realistic they think it is. I can tell you from just seeing it myself and seeing it with friends that I thought the movie was fantastic, and a lot of my friends who are not wrestling fans really liked it and actually had a little bit more respect for professional wrestling, especially in the scenes where he's blading himself, or he's going through tables, or really trying hard to make ends meet. I'm sure a lot of people listening know the premise of the story. It's kind of a wrestler who's famous back in the day. He's kind of living out of his trailer now, working in a supermarket, trying to make ends meet, wrestling on the weekends, estranged from his daughter. It's not unlike a lot of these stories that you hear about wrestlers. Jake Roberts comes to mind. In terms of, so forgetting about the accuracy issue, which it's a movie. Every movie is going to have some form of accuracy, some point of suspension of disbelief. Overall, I think it tells a very interesting story about the wrestling industry, even if it maybe over-portrays it as worse than it is. There's a lot of wrestlers who, fact is, wrestling is their career. They can't give it up. It's their way to make money. It's actually really, really telling when guys like you, Glenn, and you, Chaz, are able to have outside jobs and kind of walk away from the industry and come back and do it really because you like to, not necessarily because you have to. It's very respectable. And truthfully, I wish there was more wrestlers who could say the same thing. Unfortunately, it's not always the case. Some don't plan very well financially, and they could have a career-ending injury. Wrestling is not unionized, which is a whole other issue. So if you get an injury, and you have no other major skills or training or education, you're going to be pressed for hard times. You might have to, work through that injury or take a minimum wage job. So I think, I guess what I'm trying to get at is that the movie really portrays that the wrestling business can be very tough on people, on their families, and that really wrestlers should be... sorry, I'm distracted. I just have a new puppy who is playing with a ball and going crazy right now. But it just shows, the wrestlers should be respected. The wrestling industry is not that easy. Wrestlers should have backup plans. It's hard to get out of the business. And it's really, a very unique place to work. Fortunately, I can't say I worked in the business. Chaz and Glenn can. They can give their opinion on the wrestler. And I'll speak to you soon. Remember, at Stevie Slam. Thanks.
All right, so there's Stevie Slam talking about The Wrestler. And it's been a long time since I've seen the movie. So I don't really remember a lot of it. But from what I do remember, the beginning took me a long time to watch, actually. I think I turned it off and turned it back on a good, maybe even three or four times, because it was kind of, the beginning of it was really sad to me. I don't really remember why it was sad to me, but just the portrayal of it wasn't anything that I personally remembered, or any journeyman, any indie journeyman out there who never really, you know, made it. But, you know, and when I say made it, I mean you made it to, you know, WCW or WWE. There's a lot of guys out there who, you know, are still wrestling. For instance, Steve Corino. He's been around for, you know, 20 years also. Huge, huge star in Japan. You know, he's big in Ring of Honor. He's huge on the indie scene, working all the time. Colt Cabana is another guy, you know, working every weekend. They pay their bills. That's, you know, that's how they make their money. You know, Stevie brought up that in the movie, Mickey Rourke was estranged from his daughter because of the business. Yeah, but at the same time, my thing there is, you know, there's people that are estranged from their kids that have, you know, normal jobs. But the thing with the wrestling business is once it's in your blood, it's in your blood. It's hard to just totally let it go and not want to, you know, constantly do it. Once you're in front of those people, whether they're cheering you or booing you, again, you feed off of that. You know, and again, some people can let it go. Some people, you know, when they leave the business or when, you know, Vince, let's say, is done with you, they don't know what to do with themselves. You know, other people have different drives, they have other goals, they have things that they want that they want to do. And, you know, they're able to move on and get real jobs. Like, I was able to move on. I got a real job. You know, I've been doing it for 10 years. But at the same time, I still kept my foot in the ring because I do have that urge to be in front of people, to do my thing, to interact with the boys in the locker room. I love that aspect of it. It's the traveling part that I don't love anymore. But a lot of guys don't make backup plans. And for me, I'll be quite honest with you, when I knew I wasn't re-signing, my contract was expiring, I was sitting there going, what am I going to do? All I've done for the last, you know, 10, 12 years was wrestle. I didn't know anything else. You know, I went to school, but, you know, who wants to go back to school at that point, you know, at that age and go back to school? You know, you're 30, 35 years old. Who wants to go back to school and, you know, almost you're starting all over again? So, and I always kind of thought that when I was with WWE that I would wrestle till I was around, you know, 40-ish, 38, 40, and then somehow work my way into an agent role to help, you know, the younger talent, I call them kids, the younger talent, to help them get better. But as far as the wrestler goes, I guess it was an okay movie. Again, I don't really remember it much. There's no one out there to me, from what I remember of the movie, that really portrays that. People want to say, oh, that was a story about Jake Roberts. It was a story about this one. It was a story about that one. It was a movie, people. I could be wrong. My opinion, it wasn't really geared towards someone in particular. You know, it is what it is. Steve, you brought up unionized. I'm going to wait till Glenn's back and talk about the whole unionizing wrestling thing. I think that would be a good topic for us to throw back and forth. So with that being said, that's it. I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. And if you didn't, too bad, so sad, sorry. Mail in some ideas. Send in some audio clips. Remember, WrestlingMarks.com. Go get your t-shirts. Again, new t-shirts are up there. STD Podcast t-shirts are up there. Real Men Wear Skirts t-shirts are up there. And that's about it. All right, thanks for listening. Peace out.